Let's hear now about a video game that has deep roots in Iran, as do the two entrepreneurs who hope to make an international splash with it. There are an estimated 20 million or so gamers in Iran, where half the population is under 25 years old. And a couple of years ago, when the Obama administration eased sanctions on internet services there, that boosted the video game market. NPR's Deborah Amos met up with the creators of that game and brings us their story.
This online multiplayer game is called Seven Quests. The game is an update of a 1,000-year-old Iranian poem, the Shahnameh, or the Epic of Kings. The hero is Rostam. He's the Persian version of Hercules.
It's our hero. It's our Iranian national hero. It's our mythological symbol for a warrior who conquers all evil.
That's Amir Bozorgzadeh. He heads a game development company based in Dubai. He's creating this Seven Quest game for an international market. He's also aiming at Iran's huge gaming community, where everyone already knows this story.
Markets like Iran are filled with some of the most hardcore gamers the world's ever seen.
Seven Quest is a traditional war game, but not just about shooting stuff. This violence has a twist.
You're going to see him, you know, battling a three-headed dog or a 10-headed snake. That's the cool thing about mythology, is that it's usually not so much centered between humans versus humans, but humans versus monsters.
Battling online monsters wasn't exactly the goal of Washington policy when sanctions that limited Iranian access to internet services were lifted in 2013. The point was to help Iranians to freely communicate on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The Iranian government still blocks those services, but online games, that's the success story, an open channel of communications.
And when you have a game that is filled with real-time players and dynamics, and people are making alliances, and people are making enemies, but they're working together in their chats, their forums, everyone's interacting, it's very compelling.
My death will not free you from this madness!
Compelling, says Hossein Jalali, to finally connect with the world after decades of isolation. Jalali is a partner in the development team. He's passionate about multiplayer games because he grew up playing them in Iran.
We've been playing games within our own realm for so long, and then suddenly you have the opportunity to play with the world, so it's, you know, it's a fascinating situation.
He's the tech guy, and to build a complex game that looks good on smartphones, his team has turned to a company that's already produced hit games in the Middle East for a $1 billion market.
Hello?
Hi,
Radwan. How are you?
This tech meeting, conducted on Skype, connects Jalili to the offices of Falafel Games in Hangzhou, China. Radwan Kazmia, a Syrian, moved his game development company to China's technology hub. Kazmia tells me Seven Quests, a game based on an epic Persian poem, is kind of like falafel, the popular Middle East snack, a familiar taste for Iranians, a new treat for an international audience.
This is what we think our message within our game. We are creating something delicious, affordable for everybody, and it can go across borders. Hopefully, many of them would like it and would keep consuming it.
That's the hope when the game launches in a few months, says Jalili, first in English and then in Farsi.
We're hoping for millions of people to play. It's got a great story behind it.
You're an Iranian. Will it please you if Iranians really like this game?
Of course. I mean, everyone in Iran actually, you know, has heard this story from their parents or from school. So obviously, if we get, you know, positive feedback from them, it would be excellent.
Excellent, he says, if Iranians open another channel to talk to the world. If international gamers learn a little about Iranian culture, that would be excellent too. Deborah Amos, NPR News.